T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Todo superficial, nada real, nada raro que el dinero no pueda comprar. Pejos con vista al mar, es lo único que tengo pa' poder pasar. Otra noche en Miami, yeah. Otra noche en Miami, otra noche en Miami.
We're back here on 560 WQAM. Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. Greg Likens here with you. Hialeah Hector on the other side of the glass. We're taking up another hour until 10 o'clock. Hope everybody's doing well as we got big Memorial Day weekend. As I will be taking you throughout the weekend, just to let you know, a little cross-promotion here. I'll be on our sister station, 7-9 of the Ticket, tomorrow and Sunday with Rashad Butler. Tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock, on Sunday starting at 11 a.m., and then on Monday, on the holiday, I'll be right back here in the studio with our buddy Troy Straffer from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So looking forward to doing that show as well. In the meantime, we got a lot of text messages rolling in. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022 is how you join the program, 56022. This Marlins game has been nuts. As I told you, it was knotted up at four runs apiece. And then the Marlins exploded for, one run in the fourth and then 3 runs in the fifth. As the score is now 8-5 because the Nationals have just scored a run. And no surprise, you see who's leaving the game right now. Wei-Yin Chen came in. It looked like he faced like one batter. I think he faced 3 because I'm looking at his stats here. It's 8-5, and he just allowed another run. And I'm just trying to do the math here because it hasn't updated on my score on the ESPN.com here. But Wei-Yin Chen, as of right now, according to this, and I think the stats will be worse than this, he's given up 2 hits, 1 run, and has gotten 1 out. And now he's leaving. So short stint there for him. But 8-5 is the score right now. Marlins have a lead over the Nationals. You know who's having a great outing so far? Today is Jorge Alfaro. He's 2-for-3, 2 RBIs, and 1 run scored. That guy's having a nice season, quietly, because not a lot of people talk about catchers, let alone him, but certainly with the Marlins. But good stuff there. So 8-5, we'll keep you updated on that score as this hour continues on. In the meantime, we've been talking a lot about drinking tonight, I guess, because we're assuming people are going to be celebrating Memorial Day weekend. Now, Hialeah Hector sent me this video, and I'd seen this last night, but you sent it to me on social media. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can, at Greg Likens, GREGLIKENS. Hialeah, what's your Twitter handle so people want to follow?
At Hector Mejia 23.
You want to spell Mejia for everybody out there?
M-E-J-I-A.
There you go. And 23?
23.
Like Michael Jordan?
Like my birthday.
Yeah, okay. Can I make a quick announcement here?
By all means.
You mentioned birthday, because yesterday, of course, was the 23rd, May 23rd. Yesterday, I became an uncle for the first time. So my sister had a baby girl. So very excited about that for her and her husband. As exciting times. My parents are up there in Minnesota. His parents are there in Minnesota. So they're all good, and everybody's healthy, and feel really, really excited about that. So I'm going to meet my niece in August when I go up there to visit. So looking forward to that.
You're a tío.
Yo soy tío. Would you say it like that? Would you say I am uncle, or would you say I am an uncle? Like in English, we would say that. Or would you say yo soy tío?
Yo soy un tío.
Yo soy
kind of
un
like
tío.
In English.
Okay.
Yeah. I am an uncle.
Yeah. Yo soy un tío. Sí.
You got to be a good tío, Greg.
I am going to work on that, yes, for sure. Hey, our buddy Angelo on Twitter chimes in and says, Greg, I'm in New York. If you think the Miami media is tough, the New York media is going to eat Adam Gase alive this year, especially if they're losing. I love it. Can't wait. Yeah, I think that's the case. Now, it's funny because we got a lot of people who are chiming in with similar sentiments, and I'm going to read some of these text messages, but we have one person who is clearly a Jets fan who is not happy with all this. And you know how this works, right? If you are reading a text message, if you're reading a tweet, if you're reading anything, if they write in all caps, it means they're yelling at you, right? Or at least that's how we all interpret it. So somebody chimes in here, all caps, says, you know, right, Greg, you know what goes on inside of the New York Jets headquarters, right? You know, bull. Basically inferring that we don't know what we're talking about. Well, listen, doesn't matter if it's me sitting here in a studio in Miami or anybody else with any form of common sense. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that Adam Gase and the way things are going right now with the New York Jets, it's a bleep show. It's dysfunctional. And right now, they're the laughing stock of the entire National Football League. So I don't have to know any inside information. It's all transparent and available for us to see. It's a major, major joke, embarrassment, and we're all witnessing it. And Adam Gase is right in the middle of it. So congratulations. All right. So I got to go back to a couple of these texts because some people, there's one person, I guess, calling out highly a Hector. And anybody else has chimed in and says they don't like to go to South Beach. It says, stop it. If you have game, you go down and pick one of those ladies up, put her in a doggy bag, and you bring her back to the house.
What's wrong with this guy? What type of text message is that?
That's a bit misogynistic there, right? You're picking up a fellow human being, put her in a doggy bag? Come on.
That's a loser text right there, man. Not cool.
I have to agree with you on that one. Now, he's kind of claiming you don't have any game, though. What do you have to say to that?
I don't know. He's never been around me. He doesn't know me. So. Okay. Just check my Instagram, bro.
One of our texters says, whiskey, is that all they offered you when I went down to Colombia?
Yeah, I'm sure they offered you another drink there.
Aguardiente. They offered me that. All sorts of cervezas as well. Yeah, combination of all those things. So, yeah, I tried to really, really dive headfirst into the cultural experience.
Yeah, you indulged, huh?
I tried, yeah. Hey, I was on a little vacation there. So I got a little sidetracked, but we mentioned the Twitter handles and all that stuff, and the reason I brought that up is because Hialeah sent me this video. I happened to see this last night from the Bucks-Raptors game. And if you remember, like earlier in the playoffs, there was a game in which David Bakhtiari, who is an offensive lineman from the Packers, was on the Jumbotron there in Milwaukee, and he was downing beers like they're bottles of water, right? Just chugging the beers. So last night they did it again, and he literally has two different plastic cups, and he downs the beers like it's nothing. And he stands up, he's all pumped up, and then he points, and then the camera goes to Aaron Rodgers, who's sitting courtside, and Aaron Rodgers starts to try to chug his beer, and struggling. Struggling to chug the beer. But the pressure's on. And it's funny, at one point he sticks his finger up like telling everybody to wait, I got this, and yet he still couldn't finish the beer.
Weak.
That was pretty weak. Now, I got to admit, I don't think I'd do too well if somebody put me on the spot to chug a beer in front of the crowd like that. Like, I don't have the same skill that David Bakhtiari has.
Well, Bakhtiari is a different animal.
That guy's insane, right?
I mean, he did three, basically.
Right, because they went back to him.
And he had two.
And then he did another one.
I would love to have a beer with that guy.
Wouldn't last very long. You'd be sipping on your beer socially, and he'd be on his fourth. And that guy's a machine. And then later, Christian Yelich got in on the mix, too. And he was down on a beer. Why has this become the new thing to do? I guess, like, in certain markets, because I remember, like, the last couple of years when the Nashville Predators were going on their run through the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then you had the Nashville Predators game. They would invite, you know, the different other athletes from town. So you had some of the guys from the Tennessee Titans offensive line show up. And those guys were down in beers like they were nothing. Like they were drinking some Gatorade on the sideline. They were really thirsty. But why has this become the new big thing to do? And it's like we're glorifying it too. Like, look at this guy. He's down in beers. Like it's going out of style.
I would only be able to do one, Max. These guys are animals that are out here.
Absolutely.
You'd be able to do a couple.
Well, once the bright lights come on, you feel the pressure there.
Well, what are we drinking, though? That's the thing. Are we drinking, you know, dirty water, like Bud Light? Are we drinking Coronas? Like, what are we drinking?
I mean, what would you think you'd get at an arena? You'd probably, if you're in Milwaukee, you'd probably get Miller Lite or something, you know, Miller.
See, that maybe I could do a couple. But anything that's Corona, you know, Heineken, Modelo, or an IPA, that's a struggle.
Well, the IPAs are kind of heavy, right? Like, the light beer, I think, is more appropriate for downing a beer just on the spot, right? Because if you're drinking an IPA, like, yeah.
Oh, you never know with these guys. I wouldn't be surprised if they're able to do a IPA.
I'm with you. I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, especially these offensive linemen. And the crazy thing is these guys are so enormous as human beings that, you know, they can handle it. It's not like one of those beers doesn't affect them the same way it does, you know, other folks, for sure. Okay, I want to catch up on some of these text messages. Somebody says it was chaotic here during his tenure in reference to Gase, and you can feel the tension up in Jetland as you listen to those press conferences. Absolute disaster. Papa Giorgio chimes in and says, I'm listening to this cokehead as an Adam Gase, and I just had an epiphany. Adam Gase sounds the same as Jay Cutler. They both have the same attitude, the sound of their voice. They both have weird twitches. The Jets have Jay Cutler coaching their team. Oh, my goodness. That's one way to put it. Somebody says, hey, Hylia Hector's spitting facts. South Beach has way too many fights. Wynwood is super chill. There you go. Think that's fair. All right. How about this? Let's take a quick timeout. I mentioned before that I want to talk about the Eastern Conference Finals. And it did take a surprising turn. And also just kind of in general, the way we look at the NBA playoffs and how flawed our viewpoints are when it comes to the NBA playoffs. And I'll explain that when we come back here on 560 WQAM.
The whole world, look around you. Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team. I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the NBA
Finals. A chance to win at home.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need.
Oh my goodness. Drake has become the talk of this whole series, right? Welcome back here to 560 WQM. Greg Likens with you. Hylia Hector on the other side of the glass. You heard there Drake, who now believes like he's the reason that the Toronto Raptors are winning these games. Anybody ever heard of Kawhi Leonard? Among others. Raptors won 105-99 last night over the Bucks to take a 3-2 series lead. Toronto won its third straight after facing an 0-2 deficit. So this is crazy because for the first time all season, Milwaukee has lost three straight games. You look at NBA history, the winner of Game 5 of a previously tied best-of-seven series goes on to win 82% of the time. Kawhi Leonard has been absolutely phenomenal so far. He scored or assisted on a career-high 62 points in last night's game and also played great defense on Giannis, limiting him to 3-for-7 field goals in Game 5. It's helped to 36% shooting from the field during the series. You look, Giannis, through the first five games of this series, inside of 3 feet, he's shooting 65%. Outside of 3 feet, he's shooting 19%. He's only taken 7 shots outside of the restricted area. So there's clearly a weakness in his game. They've identified it, and they've determined a great way to defend the presumptive MVP. So we'll see if the Bucks can make an adjustment and try to get back into the series. But it's crazy, right? Like, we were talking after the first two games that the Milwaukee Bucks were going to play the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. And now all of a sudden, my things have changed. Think about how we've reacted to the NBA playoffs. It is very interesting how, like, we as a society, even the media, you know, we talk about the best players in the playoffs or best players in the game, and it changes all the time. Like, how many different players have been, quote-unquote, the best so far in the postseason? And it's ranged between Kevin Durant, then Damian Lillard hits a big shot, then James Harden has his moment, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, right? Like, we go back and forth all over the place, and it's the same for these games. Like, game to game, we make these big, definitive statements and judgments, and then it can change the next game. And then this player is great. And then that player struggles. And what does this mean for the legacy? Like, it's crazy. Sometimes I feel like we fail to fully appreciate what's going on in front of us. And certainly, I think it's a lesson in the virtue of patience and allowing things to fully play out. And the Raptors are a great example because Stephen A. Smith, among others, had them dead in the water. And now we find them clearly still in the mix and right now in the driver's seat to make the NBA Finals. We're getting some text rolling in here. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota, text line 56022. Dom V says, hey, Greg, when are you going to follow me back on Twitter? Dom V, what's your handle, man? I don't even know what your handle is. Right? Unless literally your handle is at Dom V.
One of the more loyal listeners of yours, and you're not following on Twitter.
No, I'll follow him on Twitter. I just don't know who he is. And because, you know, sometimes if people follow me a ways back and kind of lose out on that opportunity. So just let me know, Dom. I'll follow you back for sure. Somebody says, can you imagine how many beers Dolphins fans would chug whenever we win the Super Bowl? Oh, my gosh. Among other things, right? That would be nuts. I'm convinced that when that happens, I'm not saying if, but when that happens, that celebration is going to go on for a long, long time.
That'll be a crazy time.
That'll be a crazy time, but that will be an unbelievably awesome time. Seriously. So, I'm looking forward to game six tomorrow night between the Raptors and the Bucks. And again, I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride for these NBA playoffs, right? Game to game, we're making these definitive takeaways. Everybody had said it was a foregone conclusion the Bucks would be in the finals. And now all of a sudden, we're looking at the Raptors with a 3-2 series lead. You just never know. You really don't. But it's been exciting to watch. And thankfully, they're giving us an exciting series, unlike that Trailblazers-Warriors series, which, by the way, was very competitive in each game, just didn't result in a victory for Portland in any of those. Hey, if you missed it earlier, we had a great chance to catch up with Troy Stratford, who, a longtime friend of mine, used to work with him on the Finsiders. He and I are going to work together on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have that conversation, if you missed it, when we come back after the break. By the way, since we're playing that next, hi, Aaliyah, great to be back with you, man. Hopefully we can do it again very soon, and hopefully you don't offend too many of our texters between now and then, but we're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back with Troy Stratford next here on QAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.